You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Your Ticket to Heaven by Sumner Wemp. This tract is read by Adam Verner. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Tracts, copyright 2006 by Sumner Wemp. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com. Facebook.com/Christian Audio or Twitter.com/Christian Audio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. May I offer you a ticket to heaven? You don't have to pay for it, and that's a good thing because you could never afford to buy it. It's free, but only because someone has already paid the ultimate price for it. God loves you and not only wants you to have a fulfilling life on earth, He also wants you to live with Him in heaven forever. He's the one who offers you a paid-in-full ticket. No one wants to go to hell where there will be no joy, no pleasures whatsoever. And God doesn't want anyone to go there either. The Bible says that God is not wishing that any should perish. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. But there is a problem with getting that free ticket. We have all done wrong. We have all sinned, haven't we? God's word says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. Sin pollutes. It makes us unclean, unfit for God's presence in that wonderful, perfect place called heaven. Sin penalizes. It separates us from a sinless God. For the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. In short, our sinfulness blocks the delivery of the ticket that we need to get into heaven. Who paid for it? Wait, there's good news. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth to be born and to live His life without sin. He suffered once for our sins, the righteous one for the unrighteous, all of us, that He might bring us to God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. When God laid on Him the iniquity, sins of us all, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Mark chapter 15, verse 34. The answer is simple and profound. Jesus was separated from God because He took your place and mine on the cross, and by dying, He paid in full the wages our sins had earned. Then He rose from the dead, was seen by hundreds of people, and is alive today so you can know Him and receive the gift of eternal life, your ticket to heaven. That's right. The Bible says, to all who did receive Him, Jesus, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. That is fantastic. You can become a new person, born of God, to start a brand new life that pleases God. And of course, all God's children have a ticket to heaven. Do you want it? It is no accident you were given this offer of a ticket to heaven. God has made sure you can receive it. The whole issue is, did Jesus pay for all your sins or didn't He? God said He did. Trust God that it is so. Whoever believes in the Son of God has eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 36. Just as a man says, yes, I will take this woman to be my wife, God wants you to tell Him, yes, I will take Jesus to be my Savior. I believe that He is the only way to heaven. The Bible says, whoever has the Son, Jesus, has life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. If you believe that God's way to heaven is the only way, you can claim your ticket by telling God in words like these. Dear God, I have sinned. I know I have offended You in many ways. I am so sorry. I believe that Jesus suffered and died for my sins, paid my debt in full, and rose again. Jesus, I believe in You. And thank You for what You've done for me. Please save me from the penalty of my sins and give me a new birth and the power to live for You. Thank you for this offer to spend eternity with you. Remember what John chapter 3, verse 36 says. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Do you now believe in Jesus as your Savior, your only ticket to heaven? Do you have everlasting life, like God said? Thank you for listening to this recording of Your Ticket to Heaven by Sumner Wemp. This tract was read by Adam Verner. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.